1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Well, the World Series is just concluded its second game, and the Yankees lead that series 2-0. There was a bizarre incident in the game last night where a busted bat, a bat used by Mike Piazza of the New York Mets, part of which wound up on the mound when sailing at the pitcher, and the pitcher was Roger Clemens, and he picked this thing up, the piece of busted bat that went sailing at him, and seemingly threw it right at Piazza as he was going down the first base line. Now, for those of you who are not familiar with the bad blood between the New York Mets and New York Yankees, a lot of it stems from bad blood between Clemens and Piazza. There was a game in July where Clemens allegedly threw the baseball at Piazza in the batter's box. When a pitcher brushes back a hitter, especially by throwing at his head, it causes some problems. And that last night there was a bench clearing. It was bench clearing. I don't know if anybody got in any punches, but both teams definitely got out of the field. Now, the Yankees are going to be going back to Shea Stadium to play the Mets. There's a lot of, like I said, bad blood between these teams. And we wanted to get a World Series recap from a New Yorker, a guy who is involved in the sports memorabilia business in New York. Brad Rifkin is on the line with us from New York City tonight. And we thank you, Brad. And the series moves to Shea, right?
That's correct, Phil. The World Series moves to Shea Stadium tomorrow night, with the Yankees leading the series 2-0.
Are you a fan of the Yanks or the Mets?
The Mets, I believe, Phil, are going to prevail because I think they got a lot of intangibles on their side. I've been a lifelong New York Mets fan, and I think there's a lot of history in favor of the Yankees, but I think there's a lot of the intangibles on the side of the New York Mets.
What intangibles? And what do you think of this Clemens Piazza problem? Is that one of the intangibles?
Well, I think that what happened between Roger Clemens and Mike Piazza going back to July is part and parcel of the relationship and the rivalry between a sports dealer in Spanish Harlem, New York. I don't know where it came from before that, but it did originate in Nicaragua from wood from a particular tree that had been split by lightning, and we're talking back in 1970. It's a very old bat. And
the bat that Piazza had shaved off last night by Clemens.
That's correct. Roberto Clemente, Phil, after the 71 series, was on his way to Nicaragua to deliver earthquake relief supplies and also to try to get his hands on this bat. So it's got
Clemente, huh?
Clemente, the great Roberto Clemente. And, of course, we all know that Roberto Clemente died in that terrible plane crash. This bat.
Now, you're telling me that this bat was handmade out of wood from a tree that was hit by lightning.
That is correct. Piazza got a hold of it, or found out about its history. He got a hold of it. Now, again, I'm not sure about the origin of this story, but it explains an awful lot. And nicknamed it Wonder Boy.
Wonder Boy.
That's the name of the bat, yeah. Now, I don't know whether Mike believed in the magic of this bat or not, but what was amazing to me, Phil, is that Clemens, I think, was affected last night by this bat. When the bat broke and Clemens picked it up, he was completely disoriented. First of all, he says he thought it was a ball. That's number one. Number two, instead of throwing the ball to first base where you would throw it, he threw it toward the dugout. Clemens didn't know where he was. He thought he was holding a ball. It was a bat. He thought it was throwing to first base. He was throwing into the dugout. He was all messed up. I believe, and it explains an awful lot, that maybe there is something to this bat.
You don't think that this bat is actually magic, do you?
Phil, I don't know what to believe. All I can tell you is Roger Clemens' behavior last night was so bizarre and so outside of the norm that it's almost as if that bat's magic was released into the air last night after Piazza broke it. The dugout was not first base, and you don't throw a ball to first base, and the bat is not a ball. Even though the bat was busted, the magic, I think, transferred to disorient Clemens and trying to get Piazza to first base. I know it sounds crazy. I don't believe it myself, although there's part of me that wants to believe it. What else explains Clemens' behavior? Nothing. I think he was disoriented by some kind of...
Do you believe that bat was magic?
I believe that Clemens might have heard that it was magic, and as a result, it affected him that way.
In other words, you're saying that that bat had some kind of a voodoo relationship?
The way voodoo works, what I understand, Phil, is that the believer, the person has to believe that the magic will affect him for it to affect him. I think Clemens heard that this bat was magic.
And he was mentally disrupted by this?
Mentally disrupted. The Mets, as crazy as this sounds, Phil, I think have lulled the Yankees into a false sense of security. Now, I want to tell you something. Piazza hit a two-run homer last night.
Yes, he did, and that was after the bat was broken.
That's correct. I believe the magic from Wonder Boy was passed to the new bat.
That Piazza used?
That Piazza used.
Now, when you say the magic, you're saying his belief in the magic, right?
Whatever it is. I'm not willing to, you know, who am I to judge? Who am I to judge? Are you anyone to judge, Phil? I mean, with all respect, are you going to call a man a liar? Are you going to say that a man's religion is wrong? Are you going to say that a bat isn't magic if someone believes that it is?
Well, yes, I am going to say that, okay, because I don't believe that bats...
Well, I think it's being narrow-minded. I think it's being prejudicial. I don't think you can do that. I think you have to say, well, if he believes it's magic, otherwise it's racist.
How is it racist for me to have a very... how's that racist? I mean...
I think a lot of this voodoo and a lot of the magic comes out of the African countries and the South American countries. I think it's very presumptuous for us to assume that this isn't the case. Now, I'm going to tell you something else. The Mets, I think, are lulling the Yankees into a false sense of security by making them relax and think that they've got the series in the bag. They're going to win the next four. It's a lesson of faith for the Mets that even though Piazza's magic bat is broken, the magic can be transferred, and it was. I think it was harnessed in the dugout when Clemens threw the bat toward the dugout.
And I think, well, to use your theory, all the guys in the New York Mets have to believe that the magic's in the bat, and that...
Absolutely.
And you think that?
I think they know that Piazza's been using this bat. I think they know that it's called Wonder Boy. They know it was made from the wood of a tree that was split by lightning. And they've seen Piazza with the feathers of a chicken. Look at Sammy Sosa. Where's he from?
I have no idea. Central America?
Central America, someplace like that. He does some kind of baloney. And look at this guy. He's hit, how many home runs now?
Well, when you say he does baloney, what is he?
He's hitting it with chicken feathers or something. He's sticking it in blood. I don't know. I don't know. That's the answer to your question. I don't know.
And yet you want us to believe that somehow the New York Yankees and New York Mets are buying this magic?
I think the reason, Phil, is because once the believer believes, the magic is there. I'm a Mets fan, and I'm torn. I didn't think this kind of paranormal power should be used, even though I know many of the Dominican players, the Central American players, use it. Sammy Sosa's from the Dominican. Obviously, he's got a handle on all of this. I don't know how it works. Sosa's got the handle on it. You ought to talk to him.
Well, I don't know. I remember a guy in the movie Bull Durham, the Dominican player hitting some...
He was doing a voodoo thing. These guys transfer this to the other ball players, and Piazza's bat... The magic bat released some kind of energy that I think is going to make the Mets win the series.
You believe that this is a real energy?
I don't know if it's real. I'm just telling you it's the only reasonable explanation as to why Roger Clemens would run around, throw a bat at the dugout, think it's a ball. For all I knew, he thought he was Fanny Bryce out there last night. It wasn't even a ball game. He was singing Funny Girl. I don't know who he was or what he was. He doesn't know.
All right, well, hold on for just a second. Brad Rifkin, sports memorabilia collector from New York, and he believes that this bat that Piazza was using last night is a bat called Wonder Boy made from a tree split by lightning. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Now, here's the thing. If it's a magic bat, how come it was busted? Let me ask him that. Hey, Brad?
Yeah.
Why was the bat broken if it's magic?
I believe because Piazza didn't believe hard enough. He believed, but he didn't believe hard enough, and so the magic wouldn't stay in the bat. He lost his faith, and I think it happens when we lose our faith.
That Piazza didn't believe in the magic?
Didn't believe in the magic enough.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. You there, Brad?
Yes, Phil.
All right, Brad Rifkin is with me on the Phil Hendry Show. And Brad is a sports memorabilia collector. He's talking to us from New York City about the busted bat last night. If you saw the World Series game, Clemens pitching to Mike Piazza. Roger Clemens of the Yankees pitching to Mike Piazza of the New York Mets. Drilled one in there. Piazza swung on it, busted the bat in half. The barrel of the bat sailed toward the mound. Clemens picked it up and threw it. And you say it's because that bat is called Wonder Boy.
The bat was made from a tree in Nicaragua that had been split by lightning.
Now, you know all the people that are calling about The Natural.
I understand that. But as I said before, the movie The Natural is based upon the legend of this bat that Roberto Clemente himself went to Nicaragua to, along with his humanitarian mission, also wanted to pick up this bat. Now, I'm not saying that this is true, but what else could explain it?
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Philadelphia on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good, sir.
Yeah, I just listened to your show here. I'm heading out of town here. Just loaded in Philadelphia. I'm a truck driver. This guy's a nut. He's talking about Clemens and not knowing what he's doing in the first place. Clemens didn't even know that he was running the first. All he's doing was throwing it off the field. If Clemens was so disoriented, how come he shut down the Mets?
Well, that's a good point. Clemens was disoriented in that instant. He regained his equilibrium. But the fact is, he doesn't know whether he's got a ball. He doesn't know whether he's got a bat. He doesn't know where he's throwing it. I don't even think he knew who he was in that instant. He said to the umpire, I thought it was a ball. Now, I'm going to ask you a question. You got a bat in your hand and you think it's a ball?
I know is I watched the game. And
that's what Clemens
said. He was just taunting the Mets. He's throwing his fastball at him, daring them to hit it, and they couldn't. So I don't think he was too disoriented. The guy's a machine. I mean,
well, he was disoriented.
Two nothing, for Christ's sake.
From the magic.
You guys are coming up with some good old crap.
From the magic of the bat. You see what I'm saying? From the magic of the bat. That's what disoriented him.
All right, is the gentleman in Philly still there? Okay, we lost him. The magic of the bat.
The magic of the bat disoriented him and caused him to, you know, just be all confused and everything. That's what I'm trying to say. There is no, Phil, as far as I'm concerned, there's no other explanation for it. And that guy made a really good point. Roger Clemens is a pinpoint pitcher. He's a great competitor. He's obviously an intelligent guy. He's going to win. He's going to go into the Hall of Fame. He's won I don't know how many Cy Young Awards. You take all of that, put it all together. How is it that this guy thinks that a bat is a ball and that the dugout is first base?
Well, you're saying that the only reasonable explanation is this.
Well, you put it together with the fact that this bat is the Wonder Boy bat, which is a legendary bat. And
well, I've never heard of it. Are you saying that this is a bat that only people have heard about?
They made a movie out of it.
That's the other thing. I've had people call it and say that the Bull Durham film was the first, not Bull Durham, but The Natural.
The Natural, right.
The Natural was where they had a bat called Wonder Boy, okay?
Right. They based the movie The Natural on the Wonder Boy bat that Piazza's got.
Well, this movie, The Natural, came out in 1987.
Well, the bat's been around since, like, 1969 or something. I think it was made in, like, 1969. So people knew about it.
Who was the screenwriter of The Natural?
I don't know.
Well, he must have heard about it, right?
Absolutely. I forget who the guy is, but yeah. He absolutely must have known about Wonder Boy. So this Wonder Boy bat is too much.
Well, wait just a second, okay? 30-plus years, now it gets busted in half last night from a Roger Clemens fastball, and nobody's sweating it. You're not sweating it. Piazza, I guess, isn't sweating it. Here's a 30-plus-year-old bat that called Wonder Boy that nobody cares anything about.
They can make another one.
What, are they going to make another Wonder Boy?
I don't know if they make another Wonder Boy. They could find another bat that was split by lightning or something.
Well, why wouldn't people be going ape about that? All right, here is San Antonio on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir, go ahead.
I think if he listened to the radio after the game, Roger Clemens did an interview, and he said that he was just throwing the bat off the field. He didn't know Mike Piazza had stepped out of the box.
Did you see the picture of him in the paper?
No.
Just throwing the bat off the field. He was into a full windup. Okay? He went into a full windup with a bat in his hand.
didn't go to the full windup. He threw it underhand.
No. If you see the picture in the paper, he is overhanding that bat either off the field or, and I think right then the magic was soaking into him. At that moment.
Magic is a crock.
Well, I mean, you're entitled to your opinion, but how else can you explain a reasonably intelligent guy thinking that a bat is a ball?
He was covering his butt.
Covering his butt with what? Look,
he was going to get in trouble.
Look, kid, this magic that got released from the bat could only be released if you busted it in half, because then it started to ooze out. And I think
there's magic in that bat.
How do you know? Is Piazza a great hitter or not?
Who, Piazza?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been here.
Okay, how do you think he's a good hitter? Because of that Wonder Boy bat. And
no.
Wait a second. You said Sammy Sosa ain't got no Wonder Boy.
Sosa's got that voodoo thing going. That's what I'm talking about, see? If you think about it, look, the magic in the bat probably waited for the best opportunity to go into another piece of wood and the best opportunity to show itself to the world by making a complete ass out of Clemens. So it leaked out, made an ass out of Clemens, and then went into Piazza's bat that gave him the two-run homer. Hello?
Hello, I'm here.
Well, what do you think?
I'm just listening to this crock you're telling me.
Kid, it makes... Give me a better explanation.
He just
it's
did...
not magic. He threw the ball so hard, the bat broke in half.
Then how come he picked up the bat and tried to throw it to first base?
He didn't try to throw it to first base.
Were you
watching the game?
Yes, sir. Well,
I was watching the game.
But he thought first base was the dugout.
He didn't think first base was the dugout.
But how come he was throwing it at the dugout?
He threw it at the dugout to get it off the field. If you listen to the interview after the game.
The guy went into it. Of course he's not going to admit it. He doesn't want to look like a dyed-in-the-wool boob.
He said it was a ball, because he didn't want to get in trouble.
He went into a full Sandy Koufax windup to get that thing off the field. Why?
Look, I didn't see him go into a windup. I did see a picture in the paper of him overhanding the bat barrel.
You got it.
But that doesn't mean that the guy was throwing it into the dugout thinking that was first base.
Oh, I see. So in other words, you want to believe the kid here who says that Clemens was just very easily throwing it off of the field. Is that it?
Well, it's an explanation. You say that there's no possible...
Phil, it's magic.
He didn't even throw it at him. He threw it in front of him.
Kid, it's magic. Look, you know as well as I do, like, did you see that flick, what do they call it, Scream?
Yeah.
Okay. Remember how that was magic?
Was it magic?
Well, how'd that guy get those people?
He was a homicidal maniac with some kind of a whatever he had.
Oh. Well, what's the one that had the magic in it?
I don't know.
The Exorcist. That's what I'm talking about. And, kid, do you like baseball?
Yes, I love baseball.
Who do you like, the Mets or the Yanks?
The Yankees.
Kid, they're going down because the Mets have magic on their side.
They're not going down.
They're going down for the count, kid.
All right, thanks a lot, pal. 1-800-449-8686.
They're going down. The Mets have got magic.
Phil Henry Show. Welcome back to the Phil Henry Show as we discuss the World Series. Two games old now. Yankees lead the series 2-0. On the line from New York is Brad Rifkin of Sports Memorabilia. And Brad, you're a Met fan, and you're talking to us about the legend of the Wonder Boy bat, which made its way into the possession of Mike Piazza.
That's correct, Phil.
And Piazza last night had that thing shaved off in his hands by none other than Roger Clemens. So Wonder Boy is now history.
Until another Wonder Boy bat comes along. But in so destroying that bat, Roger Clemens unleashed the magic of the Wonder Boy bat. And now the Mets are going to destroy the Yankees. Just destroy.
Now, you keep in mind that the Mets are down 2-0.
I know they're down 2-0, but they came back with 5 runs last night, put a little bit of a scare into the Yankees, and now they've lulled the Yankees into a false sense of security. I, Phil, am torn. I'm a Mets fan, but I don't know whether they should be using the Wonder Boy magic, is all I'm saying.
Well, maybe they don't know they're using Wonder Boy magic. If you say this thing got shaved off in his hands, is he aware of what's happened?
Oh, I think the Mets know the power of the Wonder Boy bat, yeah.
Man, let's go to Ohio on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Ohio, hello?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Hello. I'm still here.
Go ahead, sir. You're on the air.
Yes, Mr. Rifkin. I don't know what game you were watching, but Clemens sent Piazza to the hospital. Those two guys don't like each other.
I know they don't like each other. I'm aware of that.
Well, he threw the ball, a fastball. He shaved the bat off. The barrel went to the mound. Clemens is a hothead.
Let me ask you a question. How come Roger Clemens said he thought he was throwing a ball when he had a bat in his hand?
But Clemens... You know, he could have said a thousand things. That's exactly what he said, he was getting up in his face. That's what he did.
No, he didn't say that. He said he thought it was the ball, and he thought he was throwing to first base.
Oh,
and he had a bat in his hand. And if you saw any photograph from the game last night, maybe the bat got angry. I don't know.
I saw the photographs in the Baltimore Sun. I saw it in the Washington Post.
Okay.
I saw it in the New York Times.
And it was an overhand toss.
He tossed the bat underhand.
The magic messed with Clemens.
You know, I think you're just a Mets fan who's in a lot of pain right now.
No, sir.
I think you should get out more, you know?
You never heard of Wonder Boy?
Yes, I've heard of Wonder Boy.
Okay, I rest my case, Phil.
Where did you hear about it, sir?
I heard it from The Natural. It's a screen play.
Yeah, it became famous. Hey, you still didn't answer my question, why Roger Clemens would think he had a ball in his hand when he had a bat in his hand.
Well,
You're telling me the magic of the bat that oozed all over him.
The magic came out of
Roy Hobbs, the character in The Natural, was really hurting when that bat was gone, but I haven't seen a lot of overt distress out of Mr. Piazza.
I didn't see any out of Roy Hobbs either.
He had to go make himself another one.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
Where was he? He made another bat. No, he didn't make another one. He had to go
back and watch the movie.
He had to hit another home run in the game. Remember when
what are you guys talking about?
I'm talking about when he busted the bat, then he got another bat from the kid, then he hit a home run. The magic was all over him. He used the bat the Bat Boy gave him.
But the Bat Boy had made another Wonder Boy, hadn't he? I mean, I don't know what I'm talking about either.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
You don't know what you're talking about. It's the best thing you've said all night, Phil.
Yeah, but I'm sitting here listening to a guy who's telling me it's a magic bat. Thank you very much, sir, for your call. West Palm Beach on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Sir?
Yes, sir.
You don't know what you're talking about. Roger Clemens is a hothead. He's a competitor. There's bad blood between him and Piazza. This has got nothing to do with voodoo, and it's got nothing to do with magic.
I know he's a hothead, but he's not such a hothead that he doesn't know what first base is. And I believe... that he was messed with.
Well, if he was messed with, how come he came back and pitched scoreless baseball for 8 innings and he only gave up 2 hits and he struck out 9 Mets?
Because I believe the Mets are now lulling the Yankees into a false sense of security. This is the end for the Yankees. They came back with 5 runs. It's over for the unfortunately,
it takes 6 to tie the game, and it would have taken 7 to win it.
Well,
so those
magic,
runs were meaningless.
The magic has come out of the bat.
And those runs weren't scored off Clemens if you were really watching the game.
The magic has come out of the bat.
Coming out of the bat? Do you realize that how many bats a player goes through every year?
This is
the only bat Piazza uses?
He must go through
dozens of bats a year.
In that situation, that was the only bat.
And then how come he didn't hit his home run off Clemens? How come he hit
because
the home run off Gene Nelson?
The magic transferred itself into another bat.
How come he couldn't hit the home run off of Clemens?
Because it got busted.
How come he couldn't do anything with Clemens?
I told you, I answered this question last time. The fact is that Mike Piazza didn't have enough faith.
And that's why the bat got broken?
Yes.
How did these guys get involved with voodoo and magic? These guys aren't Dominican or Haitian. These are Americans.
Yeah, but they got a lot of ball players on that club who are. And they come in contact with Dominicans and Haitians all the time in that league.
No, these guys have got the heavy mojo going. There are no Haitian ball players.
Well, all right, Dominican, or whatever you want to call them.
Yeah, that's really whatever you want to call them.
Whatever you want to call them. Well, you're going to make the story?
I'm simply saying, you know as well as I said it. Piazza didn't believe hard enough.
What is this? The Twilight Zone, he didn't believe hard enough. So the bat, man.
You know, you guys don't have any answers. All you want to do is dump on me.
I have an answer. Clemens threw a 98-mile-an-hour inside fastball. It broke the bat. It came out to the mound.
Because of the bad blood, because of
what happened over the summer, Clemens threw the bat, maybe a half-assed attempt, but he tried to throw it at Piazza.
Okay, and why don't we ask you something? If he didn't believe enough, how come he had a home run in the ninth inning?
Because he believed again.
He believed again.
Why did he hit the home run off Clemens?
Because he didn't believe enough.
All right, he didn't believe enough. I'm going to take one more phone call. And
oh, I see. I'm nuts.
No.
I see. You're actually going to call me nuts.
No, not at all. I'm not going to call you nuts at all.
Okay.
Yeah. Austin on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm down here in Austin in my truck, and I was listening to your show.
Yes, sir.
And the bat in the movie The Natural that Robert Redford used after he broke the bat was one that him and the Bat Boy had made out of hand, and they nicknamed it Wonder Boy and put a bolt of lightning on it.
Wait a minute.
This guy here is full of bull.
Wait, one they made out of a hand?
They made it by hand. It was another bat that they made by hand and put a bolt of lightning on it and named it Wonder Boy for the Bat Boy.
All right, I didn't want to bring this up, but since nobody believes me, I'm going to have to bring it up. Have you got the movie, sir? Have you got The Natural?
I just seen it about four or five times.
Did you see the ball game last night?
No, I listened to it. I didn't get it.
What you need to do,
what
you should do is get a tape of the movie from last night and view it frame by frame. Once the bat is broken, you can see the magic spirit.
I'll tell you exactly.
Wait a second. You can see
in the movie, the Bat Boy give Roy Hobbs the bat that they had handmade out of some wood that he had. And they named it Wonder Boy. And that's all
but that bat wasn't hit by no lightning. That was just a regular bat, see? Same thing with the bat that Piazza used last night to hit the dinger. That wasn't hit by no lightning either. But Wonder Boy, it got hit by lightning, and the magic escaped. Now, if you look at the tape of the game, you can see the magic oozing into Roger Clemens, which made him go nuts.
I think you need to get your feet back on the ground and root for your Mets, but I think it's too late for them because I think the Yanks have done got them.
Not with the magic oozing out of the bat.
No, there's no magic in a bat.
You're not telling me there's no magic oozing out of the bat. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
I'm telling you, there's no magic in a bat.
Piazza's
a better than average hitter. He's going to hit any pitcher in the league.
Wait a minute.
Regardless who they are.
I want you to tell me straight. There's no magic in Piazza's bat?
No. What he believes in, I have no control over.
I think that you're telling me there's no magic oozing out of it.
I don't think there's no magic in any man's bat. If that's the case, man, I won't get it. Mark McGwire must have more magic than anybody.
Spit it out. I want you to...
The guy spit it out already. Spit it out. He just told you.
There's no magic in a bat, bud. You need to get your feet on the ground, come back to reality. You've seen too many movies.
I'm telling you, I looked at the tape last night.
I don't know where you got that at. I have no idea where you got magic coming out of a bat. It's all in a man's head.
Well,
it's all in your mind.
I don't know. I thought I saw magic oozing out.
That you may have, but the world didn't. The real world didn't.
Okay, Brad.
I guess you think I'm nuts, too.
No, I didn't say you're nuts. I agree with this.
I didn't say you were nuts. I just said that you got to get back down to earth to get your feet on the ground. What happened in a movie, Piazza's in his mind, maybe that bat,
How come Clemens
some kind of magic, but in real life,
you sound like an intelligent guy.
Well,
you do. I mean, I my hat's off to you. You've got your feet on the ground. I don't know what to believe.
Well, you gotta look at, if that's the case, Sammy Sosa, then
you think he
McGwire,
got, do you
think all the great hitters in the time.
Don't you think Sosa's got magic?
Sosa's a damn good hitter. He's one of
okay.
the best.
Okay, I think this gentleman answered your question.
He's going to hit pitching regardless.
All
he's
right.
throwing the ball.
Thank you
he's
very much, sir.
He's another one of them that can do it.
You're a hell of a guy. I love you.
All right, thank you very much, sir.
You got your feet on the ground. I like that about you.
Okay. Thank you, sir, in Austin.
In Austin, huh?
Thank you.
God bless you. I want to go down there. I like Austin.
It's a fine city.
You're a nice guy.
Okay.
Have
thank
a
you.
Good evening.
All right.
You have a nice time. You're a great, great guy.
Okay. 1-800-449-8686.
Don't think there's no magic in... what about Lee Wall?
Lee, get out of here. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. I'm just talking with the guys that are going to Halloween parties this weekend. God, I used to go to costume parties. I knew a place where I could get good costumes. These two old ladies lived out in Monrovia, and they had, I guess they used to work in the movie business. So they had out back a separate warehouse house on the back lot of their property. And, you know, every Halloween, the street was loaded with cars when you drive down these ladies' street, because everybody's getting out getting their Halloween costumes. And they would rent this stuff out to people. I went as Thomas Jefferson one year. I got they had a three-cornered hat, buckled shoes, breech pants, vest, one of those jackets. And then I took a black woman with me. And another thing that I did, that would have been too much, man. When I was dating, when I was going out with this young lady who was African-American, showing up as Thomas Jefferson might have just been, well, I did one of the faux pas that I engaged in. When she and I were, you know, seeing each other, we did take a trip to Jamaica. And it was a family reunion for her. So she was down to see her, you know, kind of see her relatives down there. And I booked us into a hotel, very nice hotel in Ocho Rios called the Plantation Inn. And she's looking at me like, oh, that's just fine. I go, well, forget the name. The service is outstanding. But everything in Jamaica is called plantation this, plantation that. Everything. You go through Jamaica, where are you going? Well, I'm going down to Plantation Acres down here, and then I'll go over here to Plantation. It's the same thing. I wanted to mention something about the horror films we were discussing. Were you talking about Blackula and Last Time? What were we just talking about, Craig? Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Because I'm looking at the independent film channel, you know, on cable, and they're featuring a lot of good horror films, and they are featuring Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I got a friend of mine, this guy, you know, I don't know whether he's serious or not, but he said, I'm not a gore fan. I'm a horror movie fan. I can go with horror. I don't know about, and it's not that it grosses me out. It's just when the gore starts flying, then I can see where the special effects are starting to make up for what, you know, like the plot sucks. Anyway, this buddy of mine swears and has been swearing for the last 18 years. And, you know, he kind of talks like this. Texas Chainsaw Massacre Part 2, man, is the finest film. It is the finest piece of cinema that, you know, you're ever going to see, man. Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2? You got it. And then he's talking about the opening scene where they're carving off the roof of some car. You know, Leatherface is going ape crap. He goes, oh, it's a beautiful opening shot. What are we talking about here? Citizen Kane? It's a beautiful opening shot, Texas Chainsaw Massacre. You know how Texas Chainsaw Massacre Part 2 starts? Leatherface and his buddy get bugged by some car that passed them on the freeway going that way. See, they're going this way, and the other car's going that way. So this dude, Leatherface's buddy, throws it into reverse and goes backwards at 150 miles an hour, chasing this car while Leatherface takes out the chainsaw, carves the roof of the car off with it, and then goes to work on the people inside while they're going backwards at 140 or whatever it is. This is the scene that my friend's telling me, oh, it was awesome. What? It could happen. Yeah, okay, I guess you're right. It could happen. Can you go in reverse 140? How fast does your car go in reverse? Unfreaking believable. One other item about this past week that I was discussing with you guys last hour, and if you missed it, well, you just missed a slice of Phil's life there. I ain't going to repeat it, I'll tell you that. Marie and I, on Saturday night, I mentioned, we're at a beautiful affair for a charity, and they have these silent auctions. Have you ever seen one, a silent auction? You go up and you write your name down if you see something that you like. You just write your bid down on a piece of paper. Well, there was a purse there that she really liked a lot. Maria liked it. And I said, well, I'm going to get that for you, you know. So I went over to the little silent auction sheet, and I noticed that there was one other name. And it happened to be the name of a very wealthy person, a large benefactor of this charity, as a matter of fact. Well, I went ahead and topped that individual's bid. I come back 5 minutes later, that individual's come back and topped mine. So this began the game that we played. Now I'm starting to really kind of take it personal. So we all retired to go inside, and there was that name again, so I topped that name. And we all went inside for dinner, and I'm sitting there eating dinner. I'm going, I got to go back out. She goes, what are you doing? I got to go back out and check the bid on that purse. Well, wait a second. Just don't worry about it. I got this under control. I walk out there. Sure enough, the name's there again. So I went ahead and wrote Phil Hendry, and I topped the bid again, and I walked back inside. I don't know what made me, but I turned right around and went back out. The name was back. Apparently, this person has such money and such power and such influence with this charity that they had an individual standing out there, or one of the little people that, you know, moves chairs around. Just every time I walked over there, they had somebody go over there and put the name down. Because by the time that this freaking auction was over with, I said, where's this purse? Oh, gee, Phil, let me guess. The other person got it? And I was so angry, and I took this so personally, that I began loudly proclaiming as I was removing the other stuff that we'd won in this auction, boy, too bad I lost that. Yeah, too bad I lost that purse. I wonder how that person came out here and put their name down only seconds after I had. Oh, well. Because I wanted whoever was working there, moving chairs, serving drinks, sweeping up, to know that I knew it was one of them. And if you had any doubt that I was paranoid during the 4 o'clock hour, you're pretty much sure, you know, this is a certain, this is dyed in the wool, Henry's he's sick. Can you believe me? I'm standing there, I'm walking on. What I did win in this auction was some camping equipment. I got it for the kids. I got a sleeping bag and a tent and two-way radios, walkie-talkies you can use when you're camping, in case Leatherface is out there in the woods. And and there I am walking out going, yeah, I wish I would have won that purse, but oh well. And the guy's thinking, you wear a purse, sir? No, it's... never mind. 1-800-449-8686.